Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Henrietta Mears, an outstanding Christian leader whose life inspired thousands of men and women, used to say that a college student who gives up his faith hasn't lost his or her faith. She contended the person never had any faith to begin with. Life has a way of challenging the foundation of your faith, whether it is by circumstances or factors over which you have no control and you cry out, "Lord, I just can't handle this." When your heart cries out in pain, there are some things, though, that you must do to undergo spiritual rehabilitation. First, go to the Word of God. Identify with men and women whose faith has been tested as yours is being tested. Guideline number two, refuse to relinquish what you know to be true. This is a matter of telling your emotions where to get off and holding on to certain facts which you know are true regardless of how you feel. Don't depend on your feelings to remind you of God's love when you are angered by the circumstances of life. Now, guideline three, when your faith is challenged, turn to the Lord, but not on the Lord. The preposition makes all the difference in the world. I have often thought of the words of David in Psalm 61, who cried out, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock who is higher than I." When I can't handle things, I cry out, "Lead me to the rock, Jesus Christ, who can lift me up and plant my feet on solid rock." When Stanley Collins was felled with a heart attack, he thought of the conferences where he was booked to speak and the writing commitments which he had made. In his heart, he cried out, "Lord, why me?" But back from the depths of the recesses of his heart came a small voice, "Why not you?" One of the things which results in many Christians, perhaps you too, to cry out, "Lord, I can't handle this," is the mistaken idea that God has exempted us from the problems of life. Arthritis, colds, financial problems, personal difficulties. So when they confront us, we forget that He has promised to walk with us even through the valley of the shadow of death. That is when we need to take the problem to the Lord and tell Him how we feel in no uncertain terms. It's your attitude that makes the difference. In John chapter 11, there is a story of two sisters whose brother had died, and when Lazarus was placed in a tomb, they both felt that Jesus had let them down. 4 days later, Jesus showed up, but too late, so they thought. When they saw Him, both sisters spoke the same words, but with a different attitude of heart. They both said, "Lord, if only You had been here, our brother would not have died." When Martha spoke those words, she spoke in defiance as she went to meet the Master. But when Mary spoke them, she fell at His feet and sobbed them from a broken heart. When you fall at His feet and pour out your heart, it is then that you hear His voice and feel the touch of His hand. In many homes around the world, there are small figurines from Italy, reproductions of the Master's. But what many do not realize is they are made of finely ground marble, dust, reshaped into images of the original. When life grinds you down and you cry out, "Lord, I just can't handle this," let the Master put the pieces together in His image. It's amazing what God does with broken pieces.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.